The Tactical Unmanned Aircraft Training Center, scheduled to be built next year at Volk Field, will be used to train ground-based computer pilots to fly the Shadow drone. The training facility will cost about $9 million. $124,000 of that is in Governor Walker's proposed state budget. The remaining $8 million plus will come from the Department of Defense. Lieutenant Colonel Jackie Guthrie of the Wisconsin National Guard says the Shadow isn't a dangerous weapon. It's really a spy plane.
The Shadow is purely for intelligence, surveillance, reconnaissance. It has no mounted weapons.
But a spokeswoman for the Wisconsin Network for Peace and Justice says the spying the Shadow does results in armed drones killing innocent civilians in Pakistan and Afghanistan. Joy First says she wants an end to both the state and federal funding for the Shadow training program.
They're not just flying around just looking at what's going on and then they're going to go home. They're going to designate targets that they think are terrorists. And there's a lot of evidence that suggests that they're not doing a very good job at that.
First says she'd like to see military spending shifted to peaceful purposes to provide jobs and training in the civilian sector. Building the new drone training center in Wisconsin will generate some temporary construction jobs and add a limited number of military jobs to train the new National Guard recruits how to fly the drones from the ground. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.